So, Terry, you've been there now a few days. What have you been observing, looking at this team as it's getting ready to start the season in a week or two?
Well, if you're Yonder Alonso, he's the new first baseman the Indians brought in to replace Carlos Santana. You want the regular season to start about 2 days ago.
Yeah, because he's on fire.
I've seen him hit three home runs in 2 days. He's got five for the spring. And, of course, Jason Kipnis has six.
Mm-hmm.
So from a couple of things that you were looking at, if you're an Indians fan, number one is, the Yonder Alonso hit 28 homers last year. That was the first time he ever hit more than nine in a season. Will this guy continue to have that power? And so far it looks like it.
Okay.
And secondly, you're looking, how about Jason Kipnis? Is he healthy or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
He certainly is, and he's been hitting well.
Okay, that's good.
And, I watched Josh Tomlin throw. He looks fine. He was working the corners and things, and, you know, he looked like the Tomlin that we know. And then also Corey Kluber's been throwing really well. Michael Brantley's going to come back and play his first game Wednesday night.
Okay.
And so we'll see how that goes. I don't like to get in all the Brantley countdowns and everything. This is the third spring in a row he's trying to come back from, a major surgery. And really, until he gets out there and plays, they don't know. The other guy who was very impressive that I saw throw, Mike Clevenger, I saw him strike out 9 and 4 and a third innings.
Wow.
In a game. So, you look around and, look, Amanda, these guys have won more games than any other American team, American League team over the last 5 years. They're going to be a very good team again. And the only big concerns is sort of the middle of the bullpen. You know, you have Cody Allen and Andrew Miller at the end, but Brian Shaw's gone, Joe Smith's gone. You can Zach McAllister, Nick Goody, some of these guys fill in those fifth, sixth, seventh innings, because Terry Francona loves to go to that bullpen.
Yeah. So what are the options there?
Well, McAllister has thrown very well this spring, but I've always kind of been suspicious of him because he really only has a fastball and he's always trying to find a second pitch and can
mm-hmm.
that work? Nick Goody, who pitched pretty well for them last year, finally got a couple guys out the other day, but that's the first time he's pitched decently. You could see they're kind of sorting through trying to find some of these other relievers. And quietly, I know that's a concern for them. And also, they're just trying to figure out, will they have Brantley in left field or not? And I think Rajay Davis is going to make the team. But here's the big thing if you're an Indians fan. When you start going, Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer, by the way, is throwing well too,
mm-hmm.
Carlos Carrasco, Josh Tomlin, Mike Clevenger, that's your rotation. And Ryan Merritt, who's just kind of waiting for a spot, is your sixth starter. Danny Salazar is on the disabled list, and they always give all these updated medical reports. Well, he's throwing off flat ground for 100 feet. It's like, okay, fine. And so you're on the mound actually pitching. I don't mean to diminish that, but, these incremental reports they give, and I know some people in the media just want all this minutia on these guys' injuries. I just know, especially whether you're talking about Brantley, he's dealt with a lot of injuries, or Salazar, until they get back out there in game conditions and play for a while, there's not much to say.
Yeah, okay. Anything else we need to know about?
Other than I think, one of the things I mentioned in one of our other commentaries is Terry Francona is healthy as a manager coming off that heart procedure. That's important
mm-hmm.
because, the Indians, they have a major edge because not only is Francona, really respected as a manager, but, he is a leader of men. He knows these guys. This is his sixth year managing the team. That gives them a competitive advantage because a lot of these players have grown up with him. And I have to admit, I was concerned last year when he did have that heart problem and they had a heart procedure. And, would he be able to come back? That's always a concern on Francona mm-hmm. dealt with a lot of health problems. So to see him really doing well, the thing to watch, they lost their elite pitching coach, Mickey Callaway. He's now the pitching coach of – I'm sorry, Mickey Callaway is now the manager of the New York Mets.
Right.
So they replaced him with Carl Willis, a veteran pitching coach, to come in and take over. But Willis has really not worked with these pitchers, even though he was with the Indians about 8 or 9 years ago as pitching coach. So we'll see. But I thought in the same way Francona gave them a tremendous edge as manager, well, Callaway did the same thing, because when he became pitching coach in 2013, he had come up from the minors with the Indians as a pitching coach. So in other words, he had worked with a lot of these guys before he even got to the big leagues. And so I think that gave him an edge too. So, you know, these are some of the smaller things. But, like, overall, you got tremendous pitching coming back. You've got you've lost Carlos Santana and you lost Jay Bruce. Maybe they won't hit quite as much, but this is still a really good lineup. Francisco Lindor is just a fantastic player. He's had a wonderful spring. There's a lot to look forward to.
All right. That's great. Terry, thanks.
Okay, Amanda.